Okay, everyone, welcome. It's so wonderful to have you all here this afternoon for a special time of just fellowship mainly, but we're really excited to dedicate little Timothy Craig Black to the Lord today. So welcome to all the family and friends that are visiting, especially to Patrick and Sandy and also to Osha, where you guys sitting there. Welcome. It's really wonderful to have you all. But let's just close our eyes and we just commit the dedication to the Lord. And then we can just do the formalities, and then you guys are really welcome to just fellowship and dry with us and chill and have some coffee afterwards and everything. So it's really informal today, but I think let's just use this opportunity to also recommit our lives to the Lord. I think whenever I love ceremonies, because whenever we have a ceremony, it's like a celebration of God's goodness and God's sort of, you know, commitment to us more than anything else. And I think when you dedicate a baby or when you have a marriage or any type of ceremony, I think it's really special to commit our lives again to the Lord. So I think we can do that as well this afternoon. But let's just close our eyes and just commit this time to the Lord. Father, we just want to thank you for this special moment, Lord, in Timothy's life and in the lives of the Black family. God, we thank you that we can just come and celebrate you most of all today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness in our lives. Thank you that it's all about you today. You are the giver of life, Lord. You're the author and the finisher of life itself. And thank you for what we can have today, Lord, as we gathered around your presence and your name today, Lord. We thank you that it's such a privilege to breathe, Lord, to have air to breathe and to be healthy today, God. We just so thank you. Yeah, just be quiet this afternoon and just focus on just the blessing of life and the breath of life you've given each one of us, Lord. And thank you for giving the breath of life to Timothy, God, that in this year of 2020 he was born and that he's right now being dedicated to you, Father. We just thank you for this special moment. And thank you just for your presence of your Spirit here, Lord, by your will, God. You are here with us. You say we're two or more gathered in your name, you are with us. And thank you that today we truly are gathered in your name. Now, thank you, Spirit of God. We just welcome you here. You're the one who brings order in our chaos. Many times our lives are chaotic, but thank you that you come and bring order, you come and bring peace, Lord, you come and bring joy. And we just celebrate this amazing moment together today. Now, thank you, Lord. We just commit this time to you now. We commit our fellowship to you. We thank you for the food we're going to eat, for the drink we're going to drink, for just the incredible blessing of fellowship and of life and of a community of believers together. Now, so thank you, Jesus. We just worship you. We give you all the glory and the honor. And just receive this dedication, Lord, today as an offering of praise unto you and of worship unto you. Thank you that we don't do this out of religious rites or rituals or anything else, Lord. We do it because we love you and because we do it as worship unto you. And just receive Timothy also as a gift, Lord, back to you today, God. As we dedicate him to you, he's from you, and we just give him back to you again today as well. And we give you our lives today as living sacrifices. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Guys, yeah, so Wesley and Hayley, I think I'm just going to give you guys also a chance to say a few words if you want to, and then just to pray a prayer of dedication over Timothy's life. But I think it's really important that when we do these dedications, we realize we, as parents, we cannot raise kids on our own, that it's the community that's going to help pray for them, support them, especially the parents, the natural parents. But as spiritual family, we also want to say today that we really support you guys and we love you. And yeah, we're going to be pretty close to you guys next year. Like, so we'll be getting to know Timothy and Caleb a lot more next year. So we're excited about that. But I think as a congregation, we really want to say to you guys, we are to support you and we love you and we're really excited for Timothy's life. So maybe if you guys have got a scripture or word for them, then please share it with them. But I've got a few scriptures that I also want to share. But so I think maybe if you guys also want to welcome everyone, and then let's dedicate Timothy together to the Lord.
Thanks for coming, guys. We didn't know if we were going to do it this year or next year, to dedicate him, and it's been quite a chaotic year. But we've just felt like in the chaos, that it's important to to do it, well, to dedicate him as soon as possible. We wanted to do it earlier, just kind of seem right. We actually wanted to do it last week, it didn't work out, so God's timing is perfect. And I actually just really want to honor my parents, the grandparents, for coming. It's really special for you guys to be here. We didn't actually think you were going to make it down, but then you surprised us, which was amazing. So I want to thank you. And I know it's special in his life. He might not know it, but spiritually I think it's important. So Timothy thanks you as well. Oh, so it was quite cool just before Timothy's name. I guess every parent has a different way that they name their kids. And obviously I kind of just asked, I had a conversation with God before Caleb was born, and I just said, like, I want you to name a child, but I also want to like the name. But I don't want to name the child. And then Caleb, I don't know, we kind of just had that Caleb as an idea before Caleb was born. And then it was confirmed, a bunch of times. And then, so that's how Caleb came. But Timothy was quite special, it was different. We were praying, and I actually liked the name Levi a lot more than Timothy. And I was like, I was set on Levi. And then, we had five options, and Timothy was one of them. And we weren't fixed or anything. And then a guy walked up to she was getting water when we were out of water at one time. And a guy just walked up to her and you remember the story better than I do.
He walked up to me and he said, because I was quite pregnant by then, and he said, so how long are you? Which is quite awkward for a guy to ask you that. But I think I was like 34, 36 weeks pregnant. He said, okay, and he just lingered for a while and he came back and said, so are you having a girl or boy? So I said, it's a boy. And then it's like, that's very nice. And he walked away and lingered a bit. And then he came back and he said, I just felt that your child is going to have a Timothy-like character. Just a blessing over your baby.
A complete stranger, we didn't know who he was, so it's like really special. And Hales came home and she just started crying, and she felt like so much love just from that one little act of speaking into our lives at that moment. I think both of our kids is really named by the Lord, it's not really me, so I think that's a really special privilege. Hey, what about me? Thank you, mate.
Yeah, I think when Timothy was born, the through the birth experience, then we went through all the names again and the meanings. And then we didn't say it, but we just looked at each other and we knew that it was Timothy. And then Craig is my dad's name, so that's his second name. That's all.
Come on.
Okay, they're just gonna, before they do that, I just want to read a couple of scriptures from the Word of God, 1 Samuel 1:27-28, where Hannah dedicates Samuel to the Lord, and he's either between 2 and 4 years old when they weaned him. And Hannah obviously struggled to fall pregnant, and she eventually, the Lord gave her a blessing of a boy, and she said, okay, I'm gonna dedicate this boy to the Lord. Not only dedicate him, I'm actually going to give him to the Lord. And so Samuel had to be in the temple of the Lord from when he was like between 2 and 4 years old. So it says here, And I believe it's for you guys as well. She says, for this child I prayed, verse 27 of 1 Samuel 1. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And so they worship the Lord there. And I believe that's what we're also doing today, is just dedicating Timothy to the Lord as a, you know, obviously, luckily for him, he doesn't have to be in the temple of the Lord away from his parents for the rest of his life. But the fact is that God really wants to dwell in Timothy and wants to use Timothy in an amazing way. So I think that's also what we're doing, like Hannah did, to dedicate him and lend him to the Lord, because ultimately Timothy belongs to the Lord. He's a gift from God, and he has also been given to Wesley and Aidan and entrusted to them as parents. And then also a scripture I felt for you guys specifically while I was praying for today is actually found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and it says here, Paul writes to Timothy and he says, I call to remembrance, in verse 5 of 2 Timothy 1, he says, I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, or Lois, and your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded is in you also. So Paul says to Timothy, I'm persuaded that you have faith because of the generations before you, and I feel that especially for Osha, for you as the maternal grandmother, and then you as the mother, Heidi, that this little boy Timothy has got genuine faith because of the generations that have gone before him. And I really believe that he's a generational baby like every one of us are, but the fact is you must honor the generations, and it's so cool to have the grandmother, the mother, and the little son, just like Paul, honoring the legacy that went through Timothy's life. And then he goes on, he says, yeah, therefore I remind you, and I want to speak it over you, Lord God, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. We're going to lay hands on him today. And then the scripture that we all love, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. It's in that context that we can really dedicate Timothy to the Lord, that he doesn't have a spirit of fear, that he won't have fear in his life, but he'll have power, love, and a sound mind, that he'll worship the Lord and live for the Lord. And then in verse chapter 2, of verse 1 and 2, I want to also speak it over his life. He says to Timothy, he says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Paul speaks over Timothy's life, the ability to make disciples. And I believe, I want to speak over Timothy's life, this Timothy, that he will also be a disciple maker, just like Timothy of the Bible was. That because of the legacy that's gone before him naturally, but also spiritually, that there's a legacy over his life, that he will be a disciple maker, because that's what all of us have been called to be, is disciple makers. He says, be strong in the grace. What I have shown to you, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Four generations of disciples. Paul, Timothy, faithful men who will be able to teach others. We're going to speak it over his life, that he will also be a disciple maker and lead many people to Christ, and even maybe lead a church one day if that's his calling. But ultimately, it's not about leading a church, but leading people to Christ and making disciples. And I really want to speak that over him. And I think you guys as parents have got a responsibility to raise him up as a disciple maker. So yeah, I think as parents, they're going to dedicate Timothy to the Lord now, and then we're going to just pray for him and anoint him. And if you have, and I'm going to play us a song, that the blessing song that all of us know, I think, just to really speak over that the Lord will bless him, keep him, make his face shine upon him, and give him peace all the days of his life. And then if you have a word or scripture that you also want to pray over to me, then please do that. But so I think they're just going to read this dedication, or this declaration of dedication, and then they're going to, then we can pray for Timothy. So cool stuff.
We as parents acknowledge and thank God for this precious gift you have entrusted to us. Before God and his people, we hereby dedicate our child to the Lord. We commit ourselves with God's help in a partnership with the church to bring up our child in the love and instruction of the Lord. By word and example, we promise to teach our child the word of God, and with patience and love, we will build the character of Christ and the joy of the Lord in their lives. We will protect them from the worldly claims upon their lives, and make it our regular prayer that by God's grace our children may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers. Amen.
Come on.
Let's stand, and then we can just Father, we just want to thank you for this amazing moment, Lord, where we can just dedicate this little precious boy to you as a gift from you. Thank you for his life. Thank you for just blessing him with the ability to just grow up in your knowledge, in the fear of the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that we can also commit these beautiful parents to you, Father. Thank you for entrusting Wesley and Haley with a second son, a boy that can grow up in the fear of the Lord and that can also make disciples, Lord. That he's living in a legacy, Lord, that he has genuine faith, Lord, even as Paul writes to Timothy, and we speak over Timothy Craig Black, Lord, that he would have genuine faith, Lord. Faith that will move mountains, Lord. Faith that will overcome, Lord. Faith that will overcome and drive out all fear, Lord. That you have not given this Timothy a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, Lord. We pray for his mind especially, Lord. We just come and dedicate this mind of his to you, Lord. May he think your thoughts. May he start to live for you as from a young age, even like Samuel did, God. We come and give him back to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. And may he live for your glory, God. And may he make disciple makers, Lord. May he grow up in the knowledge that your kingdom is advancing through his life. And you want to use him as a vessel through which your kingdom can advance. So thank you that we can dedicate him to you. But we also pray for special grace over Wesley and Haley, Lord. To raise him, Lord, not in as a cookie cutter, like exactly like they've raised Caleb, Lord. And even the other children that will come. But they'll raise Timothy exactly what is the best for Timothy, God. We pray that special grace and that wisdom over them. To be able to discern the gift of God that is in this man's life and to lay hands upon him and to allow him to stir up that gift which is in him, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we lay hands on him now, we commission him to you, we dedicate him to you. We thank you for this precious gift, Lord, in Jesus' name. We worship you today, Lord. We worship you, God. If anyone else wants to just come and pray over him, then you're welcome to pray. It's really chilled. But I'm going to play this song for us now and then we're just going to bless Timothy.
And he make his face shine upon, be gracious to the Lord, turn his face and keep. Make his face shine upon and be gracious to the Lord, turn his face towards you and give Savior, look upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. Have his favor, look upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. Thank you.
make no sense. So you really need to be there.
Now, Father, thank you for this amazing time in your presence. Thank you that Timothy's blessed, Lord, because you are with him. Whatever he goes through, Lord, you'll always be with him, and your favor is for him. And you're not against him, you're with him, and we thank you that you'll be with him all the days of his life. And that one day you will look back on the blessing of generations, and that you will also see generations blessed through his life. In Jesus' name. Lord, I want to pray a blessing over every person that was here today. I thank you for this amazing time of fellowship, Lord. I pray that you bless us and keep us, be gracious unto us, and make your face shine upon us and give us peace, Lord, in this time, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says,
amen.
Thanks guys so much for being here. If you want to still speak a blessing over Timothy, please do that. But otherwise, the formalities are done, we're going to light the fires now. So thanks so much for being here and for just blessing Amy and rest with your presence. Amen. Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.